Hello, welcome to our Bible study today. We're going to talk about the feelings of inadequacy. My name is Theodore Turner, and today is Wednesday, June 19, 2019. You know, what I'm talking about is like a fighter that's going to go into a ring, and he has a battle to fight in that ring. And he looks around, and he looks at the other man, he looks at the crowd, and they're all rooting for the other guy. And he starts feeling inadequate, and it makes him feel a little weaker. When you're inadequate, you feel a little weaker. And some of the key passages you'll find in 2 Corinthians 3, 1-7. And have you ever thought about being a boxer? Probably not, but you've thought of other things that you're inadequate for. Have you ever felt like you're inadequate to take over Sunday school class? Are you inadequate to do something else? And you just don't want to do it, so you don't ask. You don't think you'll pass. You don't think your resume is enough to get you where you want to be. And the first thing I want to talk to today is maybe you're inadequate in salvation. If you're not a Christian, you need to become a Christian. Before we talk any more about inadequacy, I want to talk to you about how to become a Christian and just make sure you've done all these things. The first thing is you have to admit you're a sinner. Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You have to be willing to turn from your sin. That means you got to try to change away from those sins. If you're running alcohol, if you're stealing money out of the cash registers at work, you got to be willing to stop that kind of stuff. And it says in Acts 17:30, "In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." I think what that means in the Old Testament was people got away with a lot of stuff. But then there were rules and there were laws that they were going to get punished if they do certain things. And it's very important to have rules that we follow. So you have to be willing to turn from sin and follow God's rules. You have to believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. You know, when you go to court and the judge says, "I'm going to condemn you to some place or something," sometimes the person beside you will say, "I'll take that punishment," or "I'll pay his fines." And that's what Jesus did. In the eternal court of heaven, Jesus paid for our sins. And it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's John 3:16. God demonstrated his own love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. It says, "For it is grace. It is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2:8 and 9. So what you need to do now is pray and say this prayer with me. And oh, let me read one more verse. Romans 10:10, it says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." In other words, you need to confess once you're saved and ask Jesus and tell other people, "I've become a Christian. I'm going to have my life changed." So now what you want to do is pray this. Say, "Jesus, I repent of all my sins, the things that I did wrong, the things I should have done, my sins of omission, my sins of commission, all those things, Jesus. I pray that you forgive me for every sin I've ever done of any kind." You ask God to forgive you and tell him, "I want to change my heart, Lord. I want to be the kind of person you want me to be. I want to try to be like you, Lord. I want to try to be more like your righteousness." And then go out and tell other people you've done this. And you may think, "Oh, I don't have the strength to do this." But let me tell you something. Zechariah 4:6, it tells why you don't have the strength. It's by God's Spirit. Zechariah 4:6 says, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." So it's not going to be by your might nor your power, but by God's Spirit. He's going to help you and help you to know which way to go. And sometimes you just don't know what to do. You feel so inadequate in lots of ways. Sometimes we feel inadequate about our work, and we feel like, "Well, we just don't know enough. Other people seem to be able to do this better than me." But we have to keep moving along and ask God to help us to become more efficient and not be worrying about that. Or we may be feeling we're inadequate about parenting because our kids are being so rough and beating on each other and screaming and yelling, and we feel inadequate. We feel like, "Oh God, I don't know what's the matter with me. why have my kids turned out like this? Or we may be inadequate about our marriage, and we just don't know what's happened. It seems like we're constantly fighting, or not fighting, but just not agreeing on how to spend what money we have. And that's where finances come in, where a lot of problems are. And sometimes we feel inadequate with relationships, even if it's with a neighbor lady. If you're a lady and you go over to visit that lady, you feel just really inadequate sometimes. You don't know what to do. Inadequacy is a difficult experience, but it can also be a tremendous blessing. But before we can discover the benefits, we must be willing to uncover the reasons for our struggles. Sometimes we feel ill-equipped. Our life experiences lead us to feel disadvantaged. We feel so disadvantaged. We have a poor self-image sometimes. We're comparing ourselves to other people that are much richer or more educated and smarter than us. We have weak faith because we haven't heard the testimony sometimes, and we're not able to accomplish the thing God wants us to do. We have to try to get stronger faith, and it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen to other people's testimonies. Find out what God has done for them. It'll help you to know what He could do for you and in your situation. We need to guard against having a continuous sense of failure and inadequacy. We need to also make sure that we have some things we have to face. We have to face fear. And one of them is taking advantage of God's opportunities. And sometimes we fear that, oh no, I can't do that. Maybe God says, sends the pastor along and says, I want you to teach a class. But you don't feel you can do it. But you could have done it when it came right down to it. But your fear and your inadequacy didn't have you do it. And that was mean because you refused to take that call that God sent you in your life. And He could have ended up taking you to much higher levels from that. And you don't want to forfeit God's blessings, His design blessings. Because it says in the Old Testament, He had plans for us and what He was going to do for us. And He wants us to be obedient to those plans. And usually we'll know those plans when we feel very strongly about it. We just get a strong feeling that we've done it. And sometimes we just don't seem like we've done enough in life. Have you ever looked at your driver's license to see your age and you say, oh Lord, I should have done more in my life by now, and you haven't done that, and you just feel really inadequate? Well, you need to make sure that you're a Christian, like we said earlier, and you need to ask God how to help you. And then there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. When you feel like God's told you to do something, go talk to a couple of other people. Make sure it's just not a little whim that's in your heart. Sometimes people get a crush when they're kids on another person. And sometimes we'll get a crush on an idea. I don't know if you know what I mean, but you can get a crush on an idea. You just can't get that idea out of your head. It's like getting a crush on your idea that may not be meant for you to do it. And you need to remember that the Bible says there's a wisdom comes from a multitude of counselors. And Jesus said, and He spake parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint, saying, there was in the city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to Him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. In the fourth verse it says, and he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. You know, that works in our lives too. Sometimes we don't even feel like getting down on our knees and praying. And maybe you can't. Maybe you don't have a condition that will allow you to get on your knees. Or maybe you're bedridden. But while you're in that bed, you can say prayers for your family. You can say prayers for your future. Do you realize that 500 years from now, you're going to be somewhere, either in heaven or in another place, whatever it would be? I know the Catholics try to talk a lot about purgatory, and other people talk about hell, and whatever the case is, you don't want to be in any, either one of those places. You want to do what God wants you to do. You want to be in heaven, living in your mansion with the people next door. And you don't want to miss out on that by committing any of the sins in life that you know that people sin. and do. You need to make sure you're a Christian. You need to make sure you're showing courage in front of your kids, just like a fireman that rushes into a house to put out a fire. He's doing that because he's got courage and he wants to help people get saved. I want to go back over these things about becoming a Christian. And when you feel inadequate, just make sure you become a Christian. And remember, the things you do in life, God's going to help you. Like it says in Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by spirit, but by my, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. God's spirit helps you. It's like, what that means is, you have this special luck coming your way. That's a really the wrong word people are going to say, but once you're a Christian, sometimes you get this special luck. It comes into your life, and that's God's spirit coming in, and he helps you in a special way, ways that you can't even imagine. And maybe you lost something, he'll help you find it. But you have to stay a Christian. You can't be doing anything behind the scenes. Any kind of sin, drinking, alcohol, abuse, stuff like that. You need to be a real Christian. So if you're going to become a Christian, you have to admit you're a sinner. For all of sin comes short of the glory of God. You have to be willing to turn from sin. That means you got to be willing to stop all those bad things you're doing. And don't think you're going to get away with them, because there's a lot of things in the Bible that God says. I mean, you may call yourself a Christian, but if you're doing those things, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And one of them is drunkenness, and you have to ask God to forgive you for that. And if you're not getting over it, keep asking him to forgive you. Because if you're trying to get forgiven and you're trying to overcome something, I believe if you died, you'll still go to heaven if you're a Christian. You have to believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now say this prayer. Say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life. I want you to forgive me for every sin I've ever committed. Sins of omission, sins of commission, things I forgot to do, things I should have done, things I did wrong. I pray you forgive me for those and come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Ghost and help me be the kind of Christian I need to be. Protect my life and protect my family and help my whole family become Christians. I love you, Jesus. I thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. And I want to be a Christian. I want you to continue to help me. And I want to be what you want me to be in my life, God. And I want to invite you in today to come in my life. And I'll plan on getting baptized, like it says in Acts 2:38. When Peter, after Jesus left Peter, Jesus said Peter would be the rock and the church would be built on him. And Peter said, told these people, after Jesus left, he said, what to do. He says, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and all those that are far off. Just remember, God can take care of you. Don't feel too inadequate, because really his Spirit's going to help you in a lot of things in your life. Have a good day, and try to listen to our program again next time.